I'm going to tell you why America is free. And of course, yes, because we have the Constitution. Yes, because of the Bill of Rights. Yes, because it's been guaranteed to us in writing. Amen? Yes to all those things. But I'm going to tell you why America is free. America is free because of you and me. Okay, and what do I mean by that? America is free because people choose to be moral and virtuous people. The day this country chooses for the majority of the citizens not to be moral and virtuous citizens is the day this country is headed down the path to ultimate destruction. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay, I know you got the Constitution. I know all those things. But in the writing of the documents of the founders, and you can go back on our first message, you can do the PowerPoint yourself, go to our website, download, check it all out. Got all the quotes there for you. As great as our Constitution is and all those things, guys, the Constitution of the United States was not written for a people who are not moral and virtuous. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And we got our morals and our virtue. Guess where they come from? From God, and from a book called the what? And specifically the 10 what? Bottom line, guys, we choose to have police in this country. We choose to have armed services in this country. That's a choice we as citizens of this country. We choose to live that way. We choose to obey these laws. You understand? And those that don't, we want them locked up. You understand? People that want to come against this country, we want them fought or whatever needs to happen to them. You understand? That's a choice we make. When we stop to be a moral and virtuous people, we will cease to be free. Okay? That was the first message. I guess it's a little commercial. Amen? It's a good thing. A lot of people say, why is America free? I asked several people this week, why is America free? Why is America free? Think about it. Why are we free? You give us a generation or two that doesn't want to be moral, doesn't want to be virtuous anymore, and the majority don't want to do that anymore, I guarantee you. Done. We're done. You understand? Yes or no? So what we're doing here today, church on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, most important thing you can do for your country is get your tail out of bed on a Sunday morning and go where they teach the Word of God. Amen? And not learn it to judge somebody. Learn it how to live your life. Amen. It's an American thing to do, man. It's a great thing to do. Come on. Now let's go with the message. Here's another question. Two questions we've settled today. First one's why America's free. This one, why, say it with me, Memorial Day. One more time. Why Memorial Day? To be honest with you, I mean, most people don't know why there's a Memorial Day. Gets confused all the time with Veterans Day. Well, I mean, like, ain't that back when, you know, but no, they're different. Amen? Why Memorial Day? Why is it such a big deal? Okay? We're going to talk about it today, and if you'll listen, you will absolutely know when you leave here today, I know why there's Memorial Day. And you're not only going to do that, you're going to praise God for it. Amen? So help us now. Stay focused with me, and let's go with the message. Why Memorial Day? Memorial Day. It's a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. It was formerly known as, say it with me, Decoration Day, and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who what? Died in that brutal war. Soldiers' graves were decorated in the U.S. before and during the American Civil War. By the way, the photos, the comments today, you'll see, they're all backed up today. According to historical documents, photographs. So what you see, you can download it later if you'd like. It's solid. Amen? We put it together. We stand behind it. A claim was made that the first Civil War soldier's grave ever decorated was in Warrenton, Virginia on June 3rd, 1861. That's the actual gravestone. That's one claim. Where'd it come from? There's an authentic documentation that a woman in Savannah, Georgia, decorated soldiers' graves in 1862. In 1863, at the cemetery dedication in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, there was a ceremony of commemoration at the graves of all the dead soldiers there. Local historians at Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, claimed the ladies there decorated soldiers' graves on July 4th, 1864. Why Memorial Day? Where did it come from? This one really intrigued me. Okay? The first well-known, observance of a Memorial Day-type ceremony after the Civil War was in Charleston, South Carolina, on May the 1st, 1865. During the war, Union soldiers who were prisoners of war had been held at the Charleston Race Course. That's what it looked like. Actual picture of it. At least 257 Union prisoners died there. And they were hastily buried in unmarked graves. There's their graves. Now they have headstones on them there. But just hastily buried, unmarked graves. Together with teachers and missionaries, black freed men. Say that with me. Black freed men. Can we do it one more time? Black freed men in Charleston organized a May Day ceremony in 1865, which was picked up by the New York Tribune that it was happening, and other papers around the country got wind of it and wrote about it. The freed men had cleaned up and landscaped the burial ground. They built an enclosure, an arch, and labeled it Martyrs of the Race Course. Nearly 10,000 people. Say 10,000. First ceremony ever organized, according to American history that we can find, was in Charleston, South Carolina. 10,000 people, mostly black freed men, gathered on May the 1st to commemorate the dead. Involved were 3,000 school children, black school children, newly enrolled in Freedmen's School, mutual aid societies, Union troops, black ministers, and white Northern missionaries. That's the actual monument when you go there today. That is the monument that's there. Most brought flowers to lie on the burial field, and today the site is used as, say it with me, Hampton Park in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, very few people. How many in this room you never heard that? Let me see your hand. I figured it wouldn't be anybody in the room. That's just right out there for you to find. Memorial Day. If you think about it, you can really see why these blacks, why the sacrifice of these men mattered to them. We're free. We're free. And their graves just are out there, all grown over. We got to do something about that. Can't you hear him saying it? Say, this is a special day, guys. Okay? The sheer number of dead soldiers, both Union and Confederate, who perished in the Civil War, after the Civil War had taken place, meant that burial and memorialization would take on a new cultural significance in America. We would not be the same after that. So many died, and we were of each other. And so they would begin to be memorialized, particularly under the leadership of who? Let's say that again. Particularly under the leadership of who? Women. Women. Somebody asked you where Memorial Day came from. I think you got some answers now. A few answers. Don't forget the one under the leadership of who? Women. An increasingly formal practice of decorating graves had already begun taking shape. In 1865, the federal government began a program of creating national military cemeteries for the Union dead. We had to have them. So many dead in America. On May 5th, 1868, he gets a lot of credit for starting Memorial Day. I don't think he did, but he did do a lot. There's no doubt about it. May 5th, 1868, General John Logan issued a proclamation that Decoration Day should be observed nationwide, annually. It was observed for the first time, say it with me, on May what? What's tomorrow? It ain't the 30th. Well, it was first organized for the first time on May what? 30th, the same year. Why May 30th? May 30th remained the day for a long, 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 long time. There's a bill in Congress right now to change it back to May 30th. Been there for 10 years. Yeah, amen. Who knows what will happen? But why May 30th? Well, according to folklore, the date was chosen because it was not the anniversary of any what? Yeah. There's no real significant battle they could find that ever happened on the May 30th. Let's do it on that day. That was a good day for America when we weren't fighting, right? Well, if you look on the White House and go to the White House, they say the date was chosen as the optimal date for flowers to be in bloom. I sort of like the first one better, but amen. But it is true. It is true. I mean, this time of year, the flowers begin to bloom. And we celebrate those who died and gave their life for this country. Y'all listening today or not? Hope this isn't boring you to tears. Where you came from and why we have dates in America. Evidence exists showing that General Logan adopted for the North the what? Pre-existing annual Confederate Memorial Day custom that had already been in place in the South since 1866. So here's the North and South. They're going at it. Who gets it first? Just that battle raged. Amen? Well, if you want to know what the U.S. National Park Service says, they attribute the beginning of the practice of Memorial Day to the who? Of where? Columbus, Georgia. If you want to know where the National Park Service says it began, and I think they have a plaque commemorating it right there in Columbus, Georgia, that's where Memorial Day began, according to the U.S. Park Service. The preferred name for the holiday gradually changed from Decoration Day to what? First began being used in 1882. Hang in here with me. Some are going to go help do the picnic, but you don't move. Here we go. It did not become more common until after World War II and was not declared the official name by federal law until when? 1967. So Memorial Day was not Memorial Day really until 1967, which wasn't that long ago. How many in this room still remember times it was called Decoration Day? There you go. There you go. That's what it was called. Keep looking. Let's talk about Memorial Day a little bit. What happens on Memorial Day? I'd like you to stand up with me. Stand on up, right on your feet. You'll see why. It's very important. Very important. Shh. Need you to be quiet. Thank you. Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, the flag of the United States is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to half-staff position where it remains until when? Noon. So can we do that? Roger's done this for us so we can watch it be done today. Here we go. It's about 11:20. You may be seated. Thank you. Be seated if you would. Okay, thank you. Out of honor to our country. Y'all with me so far? Just in case you were falling asleep as well. We got you. At noon, the flag is then raised back to what? For the remainder of the day, the half-staff position remembers the more than 1 million, say 1 million, men and women who have given their lives in service to this country. 1 million, more than 1 million have died preserving our freedom. More than 1 million have died in preserving our freedom. Oh, a whole lot more than have served, but how many have died? Over how many? You ought to know that. You ought to be able to say that. You ought to know it. You ought to be able to say it. You're an American. Amen. Say. How many men and women have died to give their life for this freedom that we enjoy? Over how many? That ought to be something you ought to just know. Amen. Yes or no? At noon, their memories raised by the living who resolved not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue to fight for liberty and what? See, does Memorial Day matter? Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right. But keep going now. Y'all all right? I ain't done. Well, I just kept reading, looking. And oh, by the way, hello.
Hang on. We will make this. Here we go.
Since the very beginning of Memorial Day ceremonies, there was often a what? A church service and what? And y'all thought I was crazy and just like to eat a lot, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Did you know 4th of July also? Did you know it's in original documents? John Adams said it. He said, John Adams said, man, on the 4th of July, I can see it centuries down the way. People be waving flags and letting off fireworks and having big dinners. And I'm like, Amen. Well, this is what, no, I'm serious. In some documents we found, look at now. So Memorial Day ceremonies were celebrated at church, and then usually there was a dinner on the what? It's actually believed that this practice, everybody's fighting about who gets Memorial Day first, it's actually believed that this practice began when? Before the Civil War, and it's the real origin of Memorial Day. You know I'm going to take credit for it, don't you? The church. The church was remembering the sacrifice. The church was remembering those who had died. It's the church who believes when a person dies, they go to be with Jesus if they put their faith in God. Amen? It's us who believe that. That's why we celebrate them. They're not dead, they're alive. Who believes that? Say, church, believers in Christ. So, it's believed that really Memorial Day started with the church, remembering the dead. You might say, Clark, where'd you get that? From some crazy preacher book? Wikipedia. That ain't no crazy preacher book, is it? Say. Wikipedia tries to tell it like it is, right? Say. Amen? So anyway, I thought that'd make you feel good. Here we go. Let's finish the message. We don't have much longer. Oh, by the way, behind most good things in America, you'll find God. Say that with me. Behind most good. Say it one more time louder. Behind. Who said that? I did. Amen. You can quote me on it. Amen. Behind most good things in America, you'll find God. America, Memorial Day is a good thing, and guess who's behind it? God. Absolutely. It's a good thing, man. We're going to close now with just a little message from me to you. That was history. Why Memorial Day? Why Memorial Day, Pastor Gary? Why would the church celebrate Memorial Day? Why would these women, these ladies, go out there and do what they did? Let's talk about it. Why would the wives and family members remember their loved ones who had died? Why Memorial Day? Why would these ladies and these women and these family members remember their loved ones who had died? Why? Why Memorial Day? Say that word with me. One more time. You know why? Because of true value. We're in a little series called True Value right now. We'll pick it up next week. It's a family series. But I thought, boy, it fit pretty good right here as well. Why did they remember? Because of true value. Three little points. Number one, because of true value. Because they believed that their loved ones had what? And that their life mattered. See, that's why we celebrate Memorial Day. Because those who gave their life for this country, they had true value and they mattered. You hear me? Okay? That's number one. What's the Bible say? Romans 13 says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear. Say that last part with me. Honor to whom honor. Memorial Day. Why Memorial Day? Why did they do it? They're giving tribute and honor. They're doing the right thing. This is what you do to somebody that matters who did you such a big service. Amen? Appreciation. That's why they had true value. John 15:13. This is Jesus talking. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his what? No greater love anybody's ever had for us than Jesus. And then next to that, no greater love anybody's had for us than some serviceman or woman who's given their life so you and I could be free.
Amen? Yes or no? Praise the Lord with me for that. Come on, come on. Praise the Lord. So, that's reason number one. Now, this message is going to be over before you know it. So, number one was true what? Number two, why'd they do it? True what? True sacrifice. Because they believed that their loved ones did not die in vain, but rather they'd become a vital part of the fabric of American history. They believed that. That's why we still celebrate. They're part of who we are. Amen? What's the Bible say? You know what Deuteronomy says? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he'll show you. And your elders, and they'll tell you. I love it when I go out with our administrator, Alex Christie. Incredible American. I love Alex. He loves this country. Matter of fact, our staff at Fellowship Church, you got to look at the first message. Why America is Free. Because it includes, I asked Roger, I asked Dina, and I asked Alex. And they're in the message, in the first message. And you'd be proud to know that the people that serve you here at Fellowship Church love God and they love America. Amen? Come on, praise the Lord for them. Come on. I'm going to put you on notice. As Fellowship Church grows, and we are, and we're going, it's, God's got great things ahead of us. One big prerequisite to be on our staff and work for us is that you love God, but you love this country. Amen? Are you listening? Yes or no? That you love America, that you know where you came from, that you care about. I don't see how you can really serve if you don't know where you came from and love this country. Are y'all hearing me or not? I might sound a little crazy. I think it's a good thing. Amen? Okay? Come on. Here we go. So true sacrifice. Oh, what I was going to say about Alex. Sorry. That wasn't part of it, but here we go. When I'm out with Alex sometime and he'll see a veteran, he'll go out of his way. Thank you for serving our country. I appreciate it. How many served our country? Let me see your hands. How about stand up? Will you stand up? Stand up. Stand up. Won't you stand up? Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. You matter to us. Brother, that's what I'm talking about. We thank God for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. You're loved, man. You matter. All right. Be seated or stand up if you want to. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord, huh? I love a church where I don't have to egg you on. You clap because you wanted to clap right there. Amen. That's good stuff, guys. Last one. True value. That's why they celebrated. Their memory, true value, true what? Sacrifice. Last one is this, and we're done. I can't believe I'm quitting so early. True what? Reunion. That's why they did it. True reunion. These women, these wives, these mamas, these family members, they believed they'd soon be reunited with their loved ones. And forever be with them again in God's what? In God's heaven. No wonder the church celebrated it. That's what the church believes. Is that what we believe? Say, absolutely. Amen. So true reunion. And I'm sure these are the kind of scriptures you would have heard at a Memorial Day wreath laying or some flowers being laid out in the country somewhere or in Charleston that day. Or up in Warrington, Virginia, or in Pennsylvania, or up in New York. Here's the kind of scriptures you would have heard. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep. We should not all die, but we should all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, the trumpet's going to sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we're going to be changed. Can you hear it? Say, I can hear it. Oh, death, where is your sting?
Oh, grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Say it with me. Your labor is not in vain. One more time. Your labor is not in vain. One more time. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'll see you again. We'll be together again. Can't you hear Him saying it? Or scriptures like this. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep, those who have died, those who have been killed, that you don't sorrow as others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and even so them which sleep or have died in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede those which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Say that with me. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Can't you hear Him saying it? Oh, I can. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And say that last line with me. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I can see it. I can feel it. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We'll see Him again. We'll see Him again. It's not over. You lift your head on up now. We got work to do. Can't you hear Him saying it? Say, oh, I can. I can hear the mamas doing it. Hands around the little children. The other loved ones. Daddy's gone. We'll see Him again. Memorial Day matters. Amen? Say that with me. How about one more time? And one last time. Pastor Gary Clark, why you preach crazy messages like this on Memorial Day? Lest we forget. Amen? I think we're all better off for it. Let's give the Lord some praise this morning for a good word. Amen? Thank you, Lord! A good word. That's a good word from the Lord today.